You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Nearly 124 million people, almost half of the adults in the United States, have gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, but the distribution is still not even. In most states, the Kaiser Family Foundation found that white residents are being vaccinated at higher rates than black residents, on average, more than 1.5 times higher. In Philadelphia, public health advocates are trying a new strategy, walk-in vaccine clinics. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today? How may we help?
Good. How are you?
You're coming for your second shot?
That's right.
In the parking lot outside Deliverance Evangelistic Church in Philadelphia, there is pretty much always a line. 5 days a week, anyone who lives in one of the city's hardest-hit zip codes can just walk up and get a COVID vaccine. No appointment necessary.
Johnson & Johnson, that would be that line over there against the wall. Let me see your ID, sir.
On a recent Wednesday, the clinic was offering two vaccines, J&J, which is now on pause, and Moderna.
Y'all coming for Moderna first shot?
Yeah.
All right.
Martin Valier had come to church for afternoon service.
And I looked over and I saw a line. So out of curiosity, I said, let me try. I cut out a prayer service to come stand in line.
Valier is 49 and owns a janitorial company in Philadelphia. He wasn't sure he wanted to get the vaccine, but then he got COVID.
It's horrible. I lost 26 pounds. So that's the incentive of making me, I don't want it again.
Other than his wife, who's a nurse, Valier doesn't know anyone who's gotten the vaccine yet. And until now, he didn't know how he was going to get it. Trying to find an appointment and sign up online?
That's all too complicated for me. I'm computer illiterate. This is just simple.
This clinic is run by a nonprofit called the Black Doctors COVID-19 Consortium. And it's the first place Valier has seen where he can just walk up. For the most part in Philadelphia, as in many places, you have to find appointments online. And that's how this clinic started too, says Dr. Ayla Stanford, founder of the consortium.
Initially, greater than 90% of the people that were signing up were African American.
But within a week, Stanford says, that number dropped to 50%.
And then you could just look out the window and you could see Teslas and Mercedes and Range Rovers in the area where I am, where the same people would never be caught in these neighborhoods.
That is when Stanford says she decided to scrap online registration altogether.
And we made it first come, first serve.
So everyone just stood in line. And it's working. More than 70% of the people they're vaccinating are black. Stanford attributes a lot of that to the clinic being entirely walk-up. And a recent experiment the city did backs that up. Last month, Philadelphia reserved half of the doses at one of its vaccination sites for walk-ups, just for 6 days.
And walk-ups was kind of an eye-opener.
James Garrow is a spokesperson for the city's Department of Public Health. He says in those 6 days, the number of Black and Hispanic residents getting vaccinated increased by more than 50%. Of all the ways the city has tried to improve the racial equity and vaccine access so far, Garrow says,
none of them have produced the very crystal clear response that we saw from this.
Now, the city is starting to do walk-ups again at another of its vaccination clinics. Dr. Stanford wonders why it's taken so long.
It's just frustrating, beating your head against the wall just to get what I feel like is basic equity.
In terms of this vaccine, this has been proven to prevent hospitalizations and death from COVID.
When the Black Doctors COVID-19 Consortium first started administering vaccines, it was doing about 1,000 a week. Now, it's doing 1 or 2,000 a day.
Vaccines here, so now it's game time. Vaccines here. All right, so who's next?
Down the hall, it's Martin Valier's turn, and he's nervous.
Well, when are you going to stick me?
It's over. Yeah, I'm done. See?
That's it. He's done. About 45 minutes after he first walked up and got in line.
Now I'm going to be an advocate of it. I'm going to let everybody know. Go get your shot. Tell them, come right on down here and get your shot.
That, Dr. Stanford says, is how you reach people. Go to where they are and stay there. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.